Everything you need to know about the 8-player football championships and new ways for high school students to get involved in officiating. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. The 8-player football finals are at the Superior Dome in Marquette for the 8th time, but not all consecutively. 8-player was added as an MHSAA sport in 2011, and at first there was just one division. That first championship game was played at the Superior Dome, with Carsonville Port Sanilac winning over Rapid River. Greenville High School hosted the next 5 years, from 2012 through 2016. 8-player split into two divisions starting in 2017, and that's when the finals moved back to the Superior Dome. Two division champs were crowned there in 17, 18, and 19, but in 2020, the 8-player finals were held in Brighton, and then they moved back to Marquette in 2021, and have been there ever since. So if you're keeping track at home, that's 1 year in Brighton, 5 years in Greenville, and this is the 8th year at the Dome. Powers North Central is the only team to have won a championship at each of the three locations. The Jets are 5-0 all-time in 8-player championship games, winning twice in Greenville, twice in Marquette, and once in Brighton. The Superior Dome opened in 1991 and is the world's largest wooden dome. It's a geodesic dome, which means it has a lattice shell based on a geodesic polyhedron. Another geodesic dome you may be familiar with is the Spaceship Earth exhibit at Epcot. The Superior Dome is 143 feet tall, has a diameter of 536 feet, and it covers an area of just over 5 acres. The artificial playing surface is retractable and is home to the Northern Michigan University football, women's lacrosse, and women's track and field teams. For more on the 8-player finals, check us out, MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Essexville Garber's Audrey Ball. Her block at the net for the final point in a 5-set win over Kingsley gave Garber its first ever regional title in volleyball. Tecumseh's Emma Eldred, she had 15 kills in a 4-set win over Parma Western. This is the Panthers' first volleyball regional title since 2011. And a Battle Creek Lakeview's Livy Overbeek, who had 11 kills and 10 digs in a regional championship win over Portage Northern.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Do you know the two main differences between 8-player and 11-player football? The name gives one away. 8-player is played with three less players. The other difference is the field size. An 11-player field is 120 yards long and 53.5 yards wide. An 8-player field in Michigan is the same length but 40 yards wide, which moves the hash marks in as well. But other than those two differences, the rules of football remain pretty much the same. At least 5 players on offense must be on the line of scrimmage at the snap, and each offensive player must be within 12 yards of the spot of the ball when snapped. High school overtime rules are the same. Each team gets 4 downs from the 10-yard line to score.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Check out what's happening with some varsity volleyball players in the Southwest 10 Conference. 13 players from Centerville, Decatur, and White Pigeon are now MHSAA registered officials, able to work middle school and sub-varsity contests. The 13 took part in the MHSAA's Legacy Officials program, a program designed to allow high school students to learn the skill of officiating under the supervision of a veteran MHSAA official. The Southwest 10 plans to offer this to students interested in officiating in basketball and wrestling in the winter, and then baseball, softball, soccer, and track and field in the spring. For more on the Legacy program, go to MHSAA.com and click on Officials. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.